way. They are sensitive and they are emotional more than you. You are thirsty. Right? Imagine you are thirsty and there is no water. You know that in Kamloops, you remember there was a well, right? You start to go and you walk and you walk and you walk. Let's say 10 miles to Kamloops. What is your mood? When you're walking, what are you looking at? Normally you're tired, you're looking in the path and walking, right? What will you do if you see a piece of bone of somebody who died so many years ago, a piece of human bone is there? Do you care even to look at it again? You're thirsty, Kamloops is near, right? The elephants, they all stop and they spend hours touching that bone, smelling it, and communicating with each other. Mourning! Yeah? That's what the brain is. Fantastic! But we are not that. That's what I call superficial information. Because for us, there is an inside and outside. By outside, we mean all this flesh. The container is outside. The breath in it to us is inside. And you have no senses to understand the inside. You're not even in touch with it. Because your touch is used to touch you. So I said, this is you. And for all of this, I ask you one simple thing. At least while I'm talking, do not bring your tool of comparison. Do not compare the things. Because I know you will do. What is the first worst place that you will compare? Here, in this classroom. If I tell you, do not have the oranges, what you will think? Well, you have it. This is the problem here. When they tell you do not have the orange juice, they may serve everybody orange juice. None of your business. Because you are going to go through some changes for you. And we don't ask you a lot, because we don't ask you to do something. The only thing is, we say, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. Not doing doesn't cost you. You cannot say, I don't have the energy, or I don't have time for it, or what. That's what it is. Do not compare for the moment, because we are going to teach you what exception is. Comparison is in the rule. You want to understand the exception? Forget about the comparison. Then, third story. Main story, real story. Story of you relying on this, depending on your personal effort and counting only on that. Do not do that. Because it's not only you. Now we're talking about you. But up front we told you, you are not you for us. You are a part of we. That other relationship should come in. But you don't get it. Why? That was the king we're talking about, remember? He said, it's very simple. You don't like the others who are different. And anybody being different to you is wrong. Right? So this is the first thing you do. Our first king, he was a believer. He believed in Moses. Some other silly guys like you started to like Jesus. This is wrong. He was not doing it for himself, he was doing it for his... That's the silly thing that happens.
You do it for yourself. That's self. And self doesn't like the different ones. Remember, we were talking about exception. If you want to understand the exception, you shouldn't reject none this. That technique that I put it in one word, inclusivity. For you to understand that everything exists and it's not you at the center of the universe. You are at the center of the stage. We want you to understand that and enjoy it, but you are not at the center of the universe. And good for you, because that's not a very good place to be. It needs a heart bigger than the universe. This is the problem of the first king. If I tell you this story in a very special way, you will see that he's a very good guy. He's a real believer. And one day he realizes that his beliefs are being attacked by some bloody others who are different, and their belief is different. They shouldn't exist in my territory. That was his reaction. Too bad for him. And that should not be very problematic, except that this ego of you, that self relying and self counting upon a person, has a vizier. Because cleverness and wit is there. That will make what? Look at you, you're already guilty of that. Because that vizier knows that you could cheat in every rule, no matter what. Because you have an inside and outside, right? Which one is very important to you? Be honest, outside. Remember, outside is the flesh, is the life, is this. Inside is that breath, right? So inside and outside for you, which was always outside. Because you don't know the inside. You don't know what's in it. You are this, you're not that yet, right? So that's why. Then what do you do? I said you're the guilty party, so what you have done?
What
today? You have created selectively some different rules. You have some rulers. What are the rules that you have in your mind? First of all, you know it's very selective, right? What was the criteria for you to select this? You selected them to negate each other. You selected them just by liking them or finding them useful. This part or that part or that part, and they don't go together. How? Look at you. Go and look at your wish list. What is your wish list? you wish to have something, some other thing, and some other thing, that these three things together, they cannot exist. As simple as that. You want to have a very elegant form and shape. And that elegant form and shape you're looking for is pictured outside as a very tender, fragile kind of existence. What do you want? Somewhere else you want to have a very strong body to serve you well. And you do that, you have to decide which one do you want to have. You want to be chinny or muscly? Both. And one not the third and the fourth. And you don't care if they don't go together. Because this decision, this collection of information gradually is collected here, and you never had time even to look at them and say, they don't go together. This one I like. Over there I explain something, I picture a good human being, and here I'm asking for something that doesn't go with that. This intelligence is doing in you. Why? Because this vizier exists because of what? Of the conflict. If there is no conflict, do you need a wit? What is the cleverness and wit if you have no problem at all? They depend on each other. So they defend each other and they like each other in a way. Like the criminals and the police. They like each other because if there is no crime, the police are out of job in mind that. That's the complication in me. In you. Because you picked, you will pick every single moment. You will pick different rules. You will bring up another kind of thinking because you are clever. Guess what? This will damage some critical sense of gathering that capital I information. Because it will cut your nose, it will cut your tongue, it will ruin you. Just because of that attitude, you're ruining yourself. We put it all in a basket and we labeled it what? Jealousy. We said, look at that jealousy stuff. That jealousy stuff is that when you see something beautiful, you don't enjoy it. You hate the situation because that beautiful thing doesn't belong to you. Here we're talking about a beautiful thing that it doesn't belong to anyone. And you should be lucky one day be hunted by this and belong to that. That exception we're talking about. So understand this. Because you are an idol worshipper. You are not a believer. You are an idol worshipper. What is the idol you worship? مادر بوتها بوت نفس شماست. Ego, which is the mother of all idols. The idols are serpents, this is the dragon. Because you love yourself. Didn't we prove it? When you love your brain means you love yourself, you're self-centered. You don't like the others. How does it look like to you when I say